This is Peter John with the DX Headlines. Last Sunday, the 9th of November, it was 25 years ago that the Iron Curtain fell in Germany. Former Eastern Europe and the West were in a competition on PR for tens of years before, using outright propaganda, which could also be heard on a large scale in the shortwave bands. The second largest station from the Eastern Bloc, including the USSR, was Radio Berlin International. The station started in 1959 as a counterpart for the Deutsche Welle from former Western Germany. RBI did use transmit locations in Leipzig, Königs Wusterhausen and Nauen. In fact, it is the same location from which you can hear my voice right now. And the 70-meter-high rotatable and tiltable antenna construction that was made for the station in 1964 is still up on this location, which is kind of cool. The station broadcasted in many languages, including English, French and Danish. Most of these foreign language presenters were members of their native countries' communist parties. The wall went down in November 1989. RBI had its last transmission on October 2, 1990, almost a year later, which was one day before the German reunification. The Eastern German presenters were somewhat bitter over the demise of their station in the wake of political developments. Instead of a unification, in their final broadcast they spoke of a takeover.
Radio Berlin International mit dem Programm in deutscher Sprache. Wir senden täglich zu dieser Zeit auf folgenden Frequenzen. Nach Europa, dem 49 Meter Band auf 6080 und 6115 kHz. Im 41 Meter Band auf 7185, 7260 und 7295 kHz. Sowie im 31 Meter Band auf 9730 kHz.
In diesem Sinne, liebe Hörer, wünsche ich Ihnen für die Zukunft alles Gute und Gesundheit. Zum Abschluss dieser Sendung nun noch einmal die Nationalhymne der DDR, die in den letzten Jahren vor unseren Sendungen und als Pausenzeichen erklang, in der Originalfassung. Zuvor verabschiede ich mich aus dem Berliner Funkhaus. Tschüss, sagt Katja Rothe.
This was Peter John for the DX Headlines on the mighty KBC.